what your takeaways from this game?
Proud of the group, although it wasn't the prettiest. I mean, I had no doubt in my mind from the first period that if we controlled the things that we needed to, it was just going to be a matter of time. And so proud that the whole group was open to learning about that all game and realizing, like, okay, that we got to dial this back, add this, and just such a great performance. Job well done.
Riley, can you kind of walk me through what you saw in your goal there in the end?
We've been practicing all practice, rebounds. So just putting myself in the right position. We've been working all week. And just, like, having that feeling deep down, just, like, through your teammates, that, like, energy of, like, we're winning. Like, we're the better team. We've been going through that. So I just kind of saw the puck pop out and was like, if I don't touch this, this is just a missed opportunity. So I had to, like, you know, be hungry for that.
The heartbreaker, Selly. Was that like a pre-planned thing? Was that spur of the moment?
I was actually planning on doing the selfie one. I always like pre-plan my my sellies. But then I just kind of, that one just came first, I guess. I don't know.
Riley, what's it like playing with the Welkies? You kind of started the season with them and they've kind of come back with them later in the year.
Yeah, it's been great. Our debriefs have been awesome. Just the way that we can use each other. I would say it started this summer when I initially transferred and was a roommate, and we immediately clicked. Like, I had gone to Germany over the summer before even coming to the school and meeting the rest of the team. So I'd say just like that connection that we have and how we're so close, and like I call ourselves the triplets just because I'm so left out of like not looking like them, but like but like I think it's just like our connection, the way we talk with one another, and the way that we know that like we're being intentional with everything we're doing.
Riley, I know working on, you know, scoring is something you guys have been doing kind of all year, and Tara was saying you guys were doing it this week as well. Like, what is the key to scoring rebounds and kind of gritty goals like that?
Just putting yourself in the right position, I guess. We've been working on it again as an entire team. We had a great pregame video sessions too, and just like being able to like communicate with your teammates too, of like putting yourself in those positions. And I mean, it just comes down to like bearing down. We do really well when we put ourselves in those positions. So,
do you feel like you've gotten better yourself scoring those type of goals this year?
Personally, yeah, but it all comes from my teammates. I wouldn't be the player I am without them.
So, how do you kind of regroup after you're dominating early on, give up the goal, and then go down 2-1 and 3-2 again? Just kind of stay focused, even though you're maybe outplaying them, but continue to go down.
Yeah, we talked about it before the game. It all comes down to attitude. Regardless of if the other team scores a goal, it's just how you come back from that and how you put your energy towards positive and knowing that we're the better team, we have to bear down. And it just comes from a lot of like energy throughout the entire team that really was above the line the entire time.
Coach, you guys scored 2 goals today off like redirects and tips. Is that something that goes along with kind of those gritty, dirty rebound goals, or is that something separate?
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, you look at the numbers and they don't lie. It's the same in men's and women's hockey, but even more so on the women's side, it's where goals are scored. And it's the slot, it's right, but it's not the high slot, it's right above the crease. And finding ways to create those looks, and whether it's via passes, via our feet, or via rebounds, a lot of the times those are where they're going to happen. And, you know, Riley summed it up pretty well, but has always been a natural rebound. So definitely it takes a lot to have 5 people working in cohesion on the ice and being in places where you're trusting the puck here to do what they need to do, and they're trusting you to be where you need to be, and a lot goes into that, and we're just trying to chip away.
I'll ask something. Just like, you guys dominated in the first period, I guess, but I mean, still scores even at the end of 20, and then in the second period at the end you guys go on the penalty kill, but then you kill it off, but then even after it seems like there's kind of a struggle to get momentum back there, and then coming back in the third, especially towards the end of the game, it seems like you guys kind of really came back and were dominant in their zone, and I was just wondering how you kind of get yourselves back on track when it comes to like the back and forth of the game and losing that kind of momentum, and how you're building it back as a team.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the team, right? And the foundation we've worked to build and grow all year. Like, it doesn't just come out of nowhere because it's a playoff game. Like, the work's been going in all year. But I think sometimes it takes time, and whether you have to fake it till you make it, and all of a sudden you give a teammate a little bit of life or feedback and they give it to you, and then sometimes you don't get that immediate response of a group forming momentum together, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of uncontrollables that work in your favor and some earned chances, and all of a sudden momentum's back.
Coach, just walking through your emotions when Riley's goal goes in.
I was in the middle of actually talking to another line about how they were changing, so I don't think I fully processed it yet. I stood up and Megan was hugging me, so had no doubt though, just so excited for our group and excited to keep it rolling.
You know, the second period is kind of the one moment of the game where you guys didn't really sustain that much offensive zone time. Just what kind of happened in that period there?
Yeah, I think we're just fighting it. You know, I think it's just, it's so easy to overthink and let your brain travel to what was and what could be. And it's really hard just to keep trying to put our best foot forward and practice that being in the moment, controlling the, you know, the shift in front of you, the 5 seconds or the next battle in front of you. And, you know, I like to think we made up for it in the fourth period there, because it's the short change, we always say, and try to take advantage of that.
What did you think of the quality of shots tonight? You guys had a boatload of those.
I'd have to go back and look. I do think that we put some things we worked on all week in practice into play in terms of creating different lanes to the net. So I think that was good, and we saw that they worked. So I think that's the cool part, whether it was 5 or 12, however you define quality scoring chances, I think we have some footage to kind of reinforce that, you know, those types of looks work.
So for both of you, just from a coach and a player's perspective, you know, what's the mindset looking like going into Wednesday now?
Just being excited to play our game and show them who, like, Terrier hockey is. Just bringing all we got and that momentum, because it's not a death, and we know we're a good hockey team.
Right, it's just another opportunity. You know, I think in a lot of ways, at how our season ended, was able to personally as a coach kind of just reflect, and at the end of the day, like, proud of our group, like, what a season. But now I truly feel like we're starting to understand, like, that we want it for each other, and every next game and opportunity that we earn is a chance to do that for each other, and that's the beauty in it, and being able to play with that, you know, stress, but because we want it for each other. Excited for that next opportunity.
Can you talk a little about Maeve Kelly's game today? I thought she was excellent.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. We had a good celebration with her after the game, and, you know, her, the way she's played has been helping us win all year. And sometimes it's nice to get a little bit more of that, like, outsider perspective of success, right? The offensive looks from the blue line, and it's always been there. And I think it's a testament to her line mates, teammates, but massively her. You know, she's always helping us win, but cool to see her do it on the blue line.
For both of you, probably the best crowd at Wally B this year. Just what was it like, and how do you think that affected the energy? And then, coach, just where's this rank amongst best Wally B crowds dating back to your time as a player in the system?
Sure. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun, like, looking up into the stands and see people cheering you on, see people with a BU jersey on and giving you high fives when you walk up. It's just like a good, like, homey feeling, especially in our own rink. I'd say with everyone, like, chanting your names too, and, like, keeping to hear your teammates yell your name as well. It's just like, it just, you kind of build that injury and put it to power, and put it to, like, you're doing it not even for yourself, for the name on the front and the entire team of people sitting next to you on the bench, and then the next layer of, like, all the people that support us, our families that come and support us, and just kind of thanking everyone.
Really special. I mean, I'll never forget, it was my junior year when, you know, after our first hockey championship, my sophomore year, so around 2010, 2011, we started to just build a following just due to success, right? Success will draw any attention a lot of the times. But then the band starts coming every game, and the dog pound starts trickling in, you know, to the average, like, Friday game that's not a big opponent. And, you know, I realized really quickly, and, you know, it's hit or miss from there, but it was the relationships we started to build with them. And then all of a sudden, all I knew from my senior year on to when I came back as an assistant was the band's a staple, dog pound's a staple, and we have a community around hockey and athletics at BU. And it is no different now. It started with the relationships, the way that our players and staff, you know, interact with the community around BU and BU hockey is so special. And, you know, when we got that good crowd at Aganis against BC early in the season, we talked about that. I said, doesn't end here. I was like, enjoy it, you earn it, you deserve it, and interact with it, fight, play for it, you know. And I think that's what makes it sustainable and fun, and it just, like Riley said, it makes it so much more special. So I think that's the cool part. And whether it was 1,000, 2,000, or 3, the cool part about our rink, it was going to feel great. And I love that it's starting to feel like an authentic build of people that are excited to watch us play. And that's what I'm the most proud of and excited to help continue to build.
This is for either of you, I guess, but you talked a little bit about last weekend, but just how do you kind of use that performance and either takeaways from it, or you just knowing that that was the way regular season ended, and then you were coming right into the tournament starting this weekend, and just how do you either take things from that last weekend or put it behind you, or just what was the response?
Yeah, there was a lot of good, not the outcome or the lack of trophy in our hands didn't feel good, but it really was, and I said it after the game on Saturday. That was playoff hockey, and we played in a way that was back and true to our identity. It was player-driven, and there was so much room for upgrades. The foundation was back and strong in a lot of ways, and, you know, reinvigorated. So we felt good coming out of last weekend, a little bit more of a fire, which never hurts. But we had opportunities. The last three games, we had a chance to win something. So we got to experience that playoff feel. We got to play some of the best teams. I really get playoff ready. So I felt ultimately really good coming out of it.
Riley, coach said during midweek that, like, you know, it's a difference between winning and doing it under pressure when it's on the line. Do you feel like winning this game after the way your season ended, you guys kind of proved to yourself that you can handle these types of moments when you play yourself, you know, teams on the line?
Yeah, I feel like the entire season we've proved ourselves. You know, being just everything we've done, everything we've worked through, everything we stand for, everything, like, all we put our energy in, all the preparation that goes into, like, owning and earning these moments is also special, and just showing everyone that comes to watch and support us and the people next to us, like, how much we want it more than anyone else did.